Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll discuss some fall and winter news and let you know about some extension news and information. But first, in this month's K-State Beef Tips publication, the topics that are covered are vitamin A, a major player in stillborn and weak calf syndrome, estimating how long your hay supply will last, learning from the droughts in the 1930s and 50s, and the value of forage insurance during the drought. These are very good articles that cover some hot topics pertaining to our current drought situation. Call the Extension office to get your copy today. In my late fall agricultural news, moving into winter always presents challenges for farmers and ranchers in our area. Nobody can predict what will happen in the future, and we probably can't be prepared for all the different situations that can come about in agriculture. With that said, and knowing all the situations that can affect ag production, weather can be the most unpredictable. The producers that have a well-rounded plan of action with sound goals in mind and can adapt to each of the different struggles seem to survive the best in the field of agriculture. Hopefully, each producer in our area can finish up this fall and start to work on getting through the winter months. With the nice weather we are experiencing, fall harvest and planting of hard red winter wheat will soon be over. For our livestock producers, November means starting calves, bringing home the cow herd, and getting ready for the winter feeding of all of our livestock. Calculating forage needs based on herd inventory, cattle weight, and days of feeding, and developing a plan to ensure that adequate harvested forage is a must, since forages are in a short supply this year. Utilizing all the different crop residues should be the goal that can save on our feed bill and extend our hay reserves. Worming, delousing, and vaccinating all the different groups of livestock should be on everybody's mind. Winterizing and preparing now for the cold temperatures is a lot easier than waiting for the bad things to happen when it does get really cold. Fall is also a time to do some forage analysis and soil testing. Although both can be done in either the spring, winter, or fall, hay analysis should be done now so cattlemen know just what they're feeding. For soil testing, hay fields, pastures, and farm ground, given a choice, fall would be the preferred time because it allows more time for any needed lime applications to have an effect before the main growing season begins. Early winter to some means a time to work on fencing and facility projects before the cold winter sets in. Other producers can use this time to evaluate short and long-term goals for the operation, along with updating lease arrangements with the landowners. Remember, termination agreements need to be in hand 30 days prior to March 1 and must be in writing. Plan now to attend one of the many educational programs we have here at the Extension office to further educate you as producers. November is also a month to be thankful, so please keep that in mind before we start the hustle and bustle of the upcoming holiday season. Again, this is Shad Marston, McPherson County Ag Agent, and I can be reached at the McPherson County Extension Office by calling 620-241-1523 with any of your programming or agricultural questions. I want to wish our area football teams good luck on their upcoming games this week.